As we've been watching, COVID case count here in the U.S. in terms of daily cases continues to rise, now hitting above that 100,000 new case count a day. We haven't seen that since February. Total cases up by double from 2 weeks ago. And given all that, more attention being looked at in terms of the timeline that Dr. Fauci has laid out, not just for booster shots, but also full FDA approval when it comes to the vaccines already issued under emergency use authorization. And for more on that, I want to bring on Dr. Payal Patel, University of Michigan infectious diseases physician, joins us right now. And Dr. Patel, good to be chatting. Obviously, would wish it was under a different circumstances here, but when we're talking about this rise in new case counts, I guess it'd be important to distinguish amongst those who are vaccinated and those who are not. And we've been discussing the hospitalizations among those who are vaccinated, obviously continue to remain low. But talk to me about what you're seeing as maybe worrisome in this spike in cases.
Yeah, I think that unfortunately, a lot of hospitals kind of nationally are seeing more and more cases getting hospitalized. A lot of these folks, in fact, probably more than 90% of them have not been vaccinated. And as we get more and more full, you worry about, you know, falling, breaking your arm, getting in a car accident. Those are all hospital beds that need to be there for people who don't have COVID. And so, you know, it's really worrisome for the medical community to see this be happening again, especially when we have vaccines out there that can prevent hospitalization, can prevent death.
We've seen some reversals, too, including the one out of the governor of Arkansas, who said, you know, over the weekend that his state law banning mask mandates was a mistake. We've seen those mask mandates in other states as well. I'm thinking about Florida and Texas. I mean, as you kind of look back at those decisions, and where we're at now, how impactful do you think those were?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the conversation around that is, you know, you have to be flexible as things change. And we've seen that the Delta variant has really kind of changed things for us. So I think in the science community, along with, you know, the legislative community, it's really important to kind of be flexible as things change. Right now, masks are a temporary measure, right? So they're not going to cure the pandemic. It's really vaccines that are going to get us there. Masks are a temporary measure to help us control the spread. Same as we've been talking about social distancing, when you're indoors trying to ventilate, trying to have a mask on if you're going to be around other people, that can prevent you from getting sick and unvaccinated people from getting really sick. But again, that's not going to be the final answer. That's going to be getting more people vaccinated.
When we talk about getting more people vaccinated, it is interesting to think about kind of the timeline that Dr. Fauci has laid out when it comes to full FDA approval there, because if you do have a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's kind of still overlooking those who have been vaccinated and might be getting breakthrough transmissions of the Delta variant. I'm curious to get your take on maybe how important or how helpful it would be to maybe get those who have been vaccinated booster shots, as we're talking about those, and how that would reduce the spread maybe from people who have been vaccinated to those who still have not.
You know, most of our research right now still shows that an unvaccinated person is probably much more likely to spread virus than a vaccinated person. And so as we think about boosters, that's really to stop even milder infections or perhaps someone who doesn't have as strong of an immune system from getting sick. So they're kind of two different things. So I think boosters are important to think about. People are doing the research, whether it's going to be perhaps people with transplants, immune compromised situations, elderly people who are going to need those booster shots first, that's being done. But we're really trying to focus on that N of people who haven't gotten a single shot. And I think some of the ways that the nation is trying to go forward there is, you know, federal government trying to have the VA become vaccinated, other federal employees become vaccinated. That's going to really get at a lot of people who may be on the fence, not sure if they want to get the vaccine, and help reduce the spread.
Yeah, one thing too that we've been watching play out here is the back to school season. Obviously, top of mind for parents here, as kids under 12 still not approved for vaccines. But when you think about maybe the masks not being used in school in some states, and kind of where we're at with kids still being able to catch this disease and also, you know, suffer some consequences here. I mean, how worried are you about the return to school given cases are moving in the wrong direction?
It's tough. We've had over a year to kind of learn about the spread of the virus, what can help to reduce that. And I'm really looking forward to those vaccines coming out for the younger population. That's going to, again, really be the final solution. But what I would say is if you're a parent and your child is starting, you want to see what is your school doing? Are they helping with ventilation? Are they talking about masks in the school? We know those things really do reduce spread. And until we get more kids vaccinated, we're going to have to rely on the things that we've known have worked in that last year.
Dr. Payal Patel, University of Michigan infectious diseases physician, appreciate you coming on here to lend us your expertise on the matter. Thanks again.